Better? All right.
Just better overall.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 29 of Across America with Jack Austin and Robert Lamb.
Yeah.
Here we are.
This is it.
We're a little behind. Life has been happening. Recently bought a house.
He's moving.
Yep.
Moving everybody's all the way to
Japan. Please God, Jack, move away so you can't record anymore.
Yeah.
So that way, Rob finally gets to the story.
Halfway across the world. At least that's how it feels.
Yeah.
But it's actually just the other side of town.
That's right.
Yeah. But moving's not easy.
No.
And then you've been busy with that stuff.
Yep.
And I'm going to blame you for what
And, you know, when you have kids and a wife and all kinds of stuff that needs to be switched up and moved around.
But that's your fault.
Ooh.
You're the one who wanted a wife and kids.
She's so hot, though.
There you go. Your kids are... No,
she is so hot, is what I said. You weirdo. I don't have any kids that are she's.
Yet.
Yep. That's true.
Nah, that's cool. It's only a couple days late. I'm releasing this today as we're recording it. So yeah.
Right on.
Whatever.
Right. So we can say whatever we want.
And it'll be very timely.
So not even hit the recording table or the editing table.
Oh, well.
No, but anyway, last we left off, you were...
Attacked by grasshoppers.
Boom.
That's all I remember. I don't remember what
it's actually
I about.
The what's that movie? We're already off topic.
Yeah. Which movie?
Not the one. The Starship Troopers.
Oh yeah. The arachnids.
the miniature Starship Troopers that Robert had to go through.
Attacking me and flying around and trying to cut my head off.
You said the one stayed on your cart for 2 miles.
Like 5 miles. Yeah, a long time. But yeah, I actually wanted to talk because I think I talked about like getting to the interstate, but I actually want to like backtrack a little bit. Just before I got to the interstate, there were some small towns. I think I mentioned them, like Bridgeport, and I don't remember the other ones. But there was like a guy at one point when I was like walking that drove up in his truck, and he said, "He's like, hey, you're the guy walking across the country, right?" And I go, "Yeah. Like, how'd you hear about me? Like, somebody." Like saw me or maybe somebody in the town or something
wallet
like that.
Wallet guy.
No. Nope. He actually was like, no, my girlfriend saw you on Facebook. And I was like, wait, how? Like what?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. She saw you on Facebook and she said that there's a guy walking across the country and she like told me about it. And I just saw you walking across. Like I just saw you walking. I'm like, yeah, but how does that work? Like I didn't understand. Yeah. He's like, I don't know. She just saw you on Facebook. So I like added him on Facebook and stuff. I don't know if maybe somebody else posted a picture.
Yeah.
But I added him and his girlfriend on Facebook. They're still friends. He just had a birthday and I like texted him happy birthday or messaged him happy birthday. And he said,
thanks.
When are you going to walk? Yeah. When you walking again? I'm like,
never.
if I do it, it's going to be a few more years down the road. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. So,
if everyone I know tragically dies, I'll go with you.
There you go.
Yeah,
but
so we got that going for us.
Wow, yeah, that's a big if, Jack, a big if. Although, if I don't want to go alone, I might have to make it happen, Jack. Yeah. I might have to make it happen.
Good deal.
Okay.
How do we know?
It's recorded,
how do we know he won't leave me in the middle of the country, eh, boys?
Yep.
Got him.
Oh. It's all recorded. It's all evidence. No, so I thought that was like a weird interaction, but I thought it was funny. I was like, okay, I don't know. I still don't know to this day how exactly on Facebook she found me.
That would be very weird. The whole, oh, I saw you on Facebook. You did what?
Yeah, like I don't understand how you find somebody like walking across the country. Like, oh, it's this guy who's walking across the country and my boyfriend just happens to see him. Unless somebody mentioned it. That lived around them, you know what I mean?
And I like how the first thing the guy says is the only thing he knows about you.
Oh,
when you're walking across the country again.
Yeah, pretty much. That is.
What? Come that on, is. Man.
Hey.
I don't want to offend him, but it's just, you know, it's the only thing he knows about you.
It's all he knows. I mean, we didn't get to catch up. We're not besties yet.
Yeah.
If I ever moved to Nebraska,
yeah,
maybe
which is you,
I'll hit him up.
The state you've had the least nice things to say about.
Yeah, well, not because of the people, just because of the weather and the environment.
Grasshoppers.
And grasshoppers.
The relentless sunshine, the corn that he couldn't eat.
But I was also going to say, the day after I met that guy, another lady, which I don't remember if I mentioned prior, but she stopped on the side of the road. I think I did mention she like gave me money and like food.
Yeah,
did I mention that? Like she gave me like cherries and soda.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
you said she gave you cherries, a couple other things, strawberries.
I don't
know. She would just had groceries for a week.
Yeah.
And was like, here, take some of this stuff.
And she gave me $95 too.
Whoa, bro.
Well, she like it was funny. She's like, I just went grocery shopping. Here's the groceries. And then she was like, oh, and here, just take this. And she like shoved the wad of cash in my hand. And I didn't want to count it in front of her because that's weird. So I just like held it. And then I was like, oh, thank you. Are you sure? Like I just saw like a couple ones on the top.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure? She's like, yeah, take it. You need it more than I do. And she hopped back in the car and drove off. So I like counted it. And it was like, it was a thick wad. And it was $95. I was like, oh, shit. Holy crap. That's awesome.
You're like, take this. You're going to die tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the last time you'll be able to spend anything.
You might want to spend all that at your next stop.
Yeah. Do it as fast as you can. But the reason why I also mentioned Bridgeport again was because I forgot that when I walked through Bridgeport, it was very similar of what happened to me when I walked through Basin, Wyoming, where a guy pulled to the side of the road and started taking pictures of me, like with one of those huge cameras.
Oh, boy.
And he started taking pictures of me, and I was like, oh, like, I'm going to be in a newspaper again.
Nope.
And it actually was. He came over to me, and he's like, hey, I'm a reporter. No, he was just like, I'm taking pictures of you so we know who to stalk tonight.
Now smile at me, boy. Yeah. Smile at me.
And then I stayed in his basement for 3 weeks, tied up. No, he was like, taking pictures of me, and he's like, hey, I know that's weird. I just started taking pictures of you. He's like, but you're the guy walking across the country, blah, 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 blah. So I'm talking to him. He's interviewing me. He did like a little story. It was online for a little bit, but then they took it down. I don't know. But it was like in the Bridgeport Gazette or whatever they call it.
Wallet guy visits.
Yeah, wallet Bridgeport. Guy visits Bridgeport. Attacked by grasshoppers, makes it alive.
Local hero fends off grasshoppers.
Saves one, brings him here.
Saves one.
But it was funny because he took a bunch of pictures of me, interviewed me, and then I was like, all right, well, I'm going to keep going. He's like, okay, well, good luck with everything. I start walking. Maybe like 3 or 4 hours later, he shows back up, and he's like, I feel like an idiot. And I go, why? And he's like, I didn't take the lens cap, or like he didn't take the lens cap
he
off or something.
And took...
So I was like, oh shit. He's like, so can I just take, I'm just gonna, you just keep walking, I'll follow you, I'm just gonna take like a couple pictures.
Like $50.
Yeah, yeah. I should charge for
I'm kidding.
It's a model.
That would have been terrible.
Modeling. No. But he took a bunch of pictures, but then when he came back again. Oh shit. Choking on myself. when he came back again, he brought his wife. He's like, oh, I just wanted you to meet her, blah blah blah. And they bought me like a bunch of food.
Honey, this is the guy.
Wallet guy, and he brought me a bunch of food, and then he also bought me a like a large Dairy Queen ice cream.
Damn!
Which was cool, except I had to eat it like right then because it was like hot as shit out,
like,
and it was starting to melt.
Got this ice cream. You got about 30 seconds.
And I was trying, yeah, before it becomes like
before you got a
drink,
milkshake.
Yeah. But when he left, I was trying to like push my cart and eat the ice cream, and I was like, yeah, this isn't gonna work. So I just sat there
and ate it.
Ate like a whole.
Hey man,
thing
indulge.
Of ice cream. Yeah, why not?
While you're sitting there enjoying your ice cream, Tony's passing you.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't go the same way, so
it
didn't matter.
The gumball rally.
It didn't matter. Oh, and he bought me gum.
Nice.
Yeah. Although I will say that gum and sunflower seeds were cool things to like have while on the walk. They kept me busy. You know what I mean? Besides the podcast and all that kind of stuff, like I chewed a lot of gum and I ate a lot of sunflower seeds. Just spit them on the side of the road as I walked. I bet you could follow like a trail of sunflower seeds from Washington to Key West.
It's a lot of salt.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I had a lot of...
You needed it for all the energy you were exerting.
Yeah.
Such a strong boy.
Thank you. But yeah, I mean, after that, I ended up like... That was like one of the first nights where I like slept in a cornfield and had to get used to that. But...
Did you... The viewers want me to ask. Viewers, the listeners.
Yeah.
Did you run backwards through the cornfield?
No. No, but while I was in the cornfield...
I didn't know if you could myth bust that for us.
5 ghosts came out.
Shut up.
Dressed up as baseball players and told me to build it.
Shut up.
And they said they would go. They said, we'll come
if you
can
if you build
it. Yeah.
We'll come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did that movie take place in Nebraska?
I think it was Iowa.
Oh, so you're plagiarizing here.
I'm just making a reference to cornfields.
Gotcha. And ghosts.
It's a cornfield reference.
And there's your dad. Robert?
He shows up. If you come back with me.
If you come back with me.
I don't even know where to go from there.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. And my dad doesn't sound like a 40s. It sounds like a 40s.
Hey, Robert, what do you say?
Station.
Me being your dad taking you back to Florida.
I guess that's kind of like
yeah.
reminiscent of the reference I was making with the old baseball players.
That's where I was going with it.
Yeah, sure. But anyways, after that, this is where, and I don't think I mentioned this, when I finally got to the interstate, I mentioned, like, you know, I get stopped by cops all the time. And it just, I got used to it. Cops stop on the side of the road. Most of the time, they're like, you need help.
Step up by the vehicle, son.
Yeah. They step out from behind the cart, son. But, you know, every once in a while, it was, do you have a baby in that cart? Sometimes it was, do you need help? Other times it was, do you need any water or food? And other times it was, what are you doing? Those were like the main stops from like cops or state troopers, right?
Yeah.
But there was one instance, and the only instance where I had a bad run-in with cops.
Was this one?
Was the one I'm about to mention.
What? You're not going to wait till episode 30?
Dude.
You dummy?
We got 10 more minutes.
What the heck?
Dude. That's what's going to round out this episode. It's a good one. It's a good solid 10 minutes. We'll round out the episode. We'll move on.
All right.
All right.
So, sorry, guys. You heard me try for you.
Your voice keeps cracking.
Your voice keeps cracking.
Thank you.
It's right better.
So, you got that deep voice, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So, like, I would sleep usually in, like, cornfields or, like, right off the side of the road behind some brush if I could. But because there weren't a lot of trees in Nebraska or, like, where I was walking along the interstate, it was kind of hard. There was a railroad track. I don't think I mentioned this, right?
No, you didn't mention this. You've mentioned
this
to me.
Not on here. To you, I mentioned it, yeah. There's a railroad track running along behind some bushes on the right side. On the left side, it was all fenced off like crazy. So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to climb this fence and try to get my cart over it.
It was fenced off like crazy.
Like
this fence was insane.
It was an insane fence.
Guys, this fence would blow your mind.
It's one thing I could jump over a normal fence.
Yeah,
but I can't. I can't. Yeah, I don't. You know what? I could, most of the time, I could just step over one.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to lift my cart and climb over it like a maniac.
Who wants
that? What if on the other side there's a guy with a shotgun who's like, this is my farmland?
What if on the other side? Is the antelope.
Oh my god, with his like with his gat.
Yeah.
Just ready to fire.
Gatalope. Gatalope. That's our another hashtag. Hashtag gatalope.
It's a mean motherfucker. Not I didn't mean to curse. Not
he
although we
he did
this.
Mean to.
Yeah.
We've sworn on here before.
Sworn not to swear.
Yeah.
Yeah. But from now on,
so no
gatalope. We'll swear more. Okay.
No gatalope. Let's get to
the cops. The
911.
The bad cops. The bad cops.
Let's get to that episode of Cops you're on.
The bad cop scenario that I ran into. No. Basically, I couldn't find a place to camp one night, and it was probably like 10 o'clock. I'm like, oh, this sucks. Like, I'm just gonna camp by the railroad tracks. So I went on the other side of the bushes, set up my tent, and dude, there's no train going by. Until 1 o'clock in the morning when I wake up to vroom, 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 like loud as shit. Scared the crap out of me.
I like
and it was loud.
Loud as shit.
Dude,
scared the poop out of me.
It was loud.
I was like, what the heck? How fast was it going?
Dude, I don't know. Whatever normal trains go.
Didn't get out and clock it?
No. I didn't get my stopwatch.
Your stopwatch.
Whatever.
Yeah, we are really articulate
Click.
Today.
That was 0.4
what
seconds.
Do you do? Sir, what are you doing? I don't know.
Time in this train.
Time in the train for what? You don't know where it's going.
I want it to enter the Olympics. I want to see what its runtime is.
Boys, we can't believe this train has got a bobsled team.
Nah, just picture a train and a bobsled.
There you go.
No, it just like, you know, charging through. So I'm like, all right, maybe that's the first time, like, that's it. I'm going to go back to sleep, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Then again at, like, 2 o'clock, boom, like, just wakes me up. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, I'm, like, waking up, like, just startled, like, scared shitless.
Oh, so you quickly got out your stopwatch.
So, yeah, I got out my stopwatch, timed it again. So I knew how long I had till I could sleep again. No, I didn't, like,
so
I was
funny.
Like, do I move?
Yeah.
Like, do I pack everything up at 2 in the morning and try to find another place to camp? and like walk along the interstate, or do I just like bear through it?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just gonna bear through it. So I go back to sleep. Now the train doesn't come by for a while, but I wake up around like 2:33, and there's like footsteps. I hear footsteps approaching my tent. So I'm like, oh shit, like this can't be good.
No, it's never good.
So I'm like, it's definitely not an animal. I know it's not like a deer or something, because I hear footsteps, or like, you know, the gantelope. So I'm, even though gantelope was Wyoming, I doubt he goes across state lines. But who knows? He's a rebel. No,
he doesn't play by the rules.
That's true. The one and only antelope who doesn't. So I hear footsteps. Then I see flashlights like go onto my tent. Like I see the beams. So I'm like, at that moment, I'm like, okay, I think it's cops. Like there's, I don't think it's a homeless guy or like somebody who's gonna
murder
me. So I see the lights, and I hear people talking, like two guys talking. I'm like, shit, like it's cops. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah,
so
I'm gonna have sex with this guy. Yeah. Get him out of the tent.
Put your badge away. Because there's still cops in this scenario.
That's right.
So I put on my shoes. I'm like, I know I'm gonna have to come out of the tent. So they come up to the tent. One of them kicks the tent and is like, "Hey, need you to come out. Whoever's in there, come out." So I'm like, all right, 1 second. So I'm like, I think I had like my shirt off too, because it was freaking hot. So I'm like putting my shirt on, putting my shoes on. And then he's like, "Hey, hurry up, come on." I'm like, "I'm getting, chill out, I'm coming out." So I like open the tent, and the guy's like, what are you doing? They're like shining their flashlights in my face. And I'm just like, listen, I'm walking across the country. I didn't have a place to camp. I found this. I just decided to camp here because I didn't want to sleep right off the road.
Yeah, of course.
So the guy's like, okay, well, you're right next to the train. I'm like, yeah, I know that. Like, I've heard it twice. I'm
well aware of the train's location.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can see the railroad tracks. And yes, I've heard the train go by.
Thank you, Stephen Hawking.
Genius. So he's like, all right, well, you can't camp here. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, then I guess I'll pack my stuff. He's like, we could arrest you right now because this is private property. That's what he said. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm
so the
just,
fact that I just said I'll get my stuff and go just didn't register.
I'm like, I'll move. I'm just, I don't, like, I just needed a place to camp. They're like, yeah, but you cannot camp next to railroad tracks. I'm like, I am aware of that now.
Yes,
like, I understand.
Thank you,
you've told me
you
that.
You have educated me thoroughly.
Like, I did not know that that was a huge deal. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I didn't want to sleep 10 feet off of the interstate in case I got run over. So, and I'm like, and I didn't want to camp. I couldn't camp on the other side because there's like a fence. He's like, well, it doesn't matter. You can't camp here. So I'm like, okay, fine. Okay, I get,
yeah, get it. Thank you.
So I like get out. So I start packing my stuff. They're just like standing there.
And
like,
they just
watching
keep every 10 seconds going, hey, man, can't camp
yeah,
here.
Yeah, like right in my ear.
Hey, buddy.
They're on both sides of my
here
ear.
We go. Hold on. Don't scream. Hey, friend, you can't camp here. Get your stuff in the tent and get the fuck out.
I'm packing my stuff right now. I'm packing it.
Sir.
I get it.
I don't know if we mentioned to you that you should not be camping here.
Okay, yes. Yes.
These
yes,
are train tracks.
Ugh.
These are train tracks. Please.
Can you move back? I'm trying to.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to pack my stuff.
Pack your stuff because you can't camp here, sir.
Yes, I know. And that is why I'm packing my stuff.
Good.
Good, because you can't camp here.
I can't believe. All right, so go ahead and give the big reveal. That they were really
antelope.
Alien.
Oh. Zip.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, the whole time I'm just packing my stuff, and they're just like standing there watching me with the flashlights on me. So I pack everything up, I put it in the cart, I start moving it down the road. Like, I like it's like on a hill, so I like go down the hill, and then I'm like stuck there. One of the cops finally like comes over and like helps me like lift the cart out, and then I move the cart out. He goes to the thing, he's like, don't let us catch you camping by the railroad tracks again. I'm like, I know. I heard it's illegal. So
thanks.
So then I'm just like, okay. So I'm like, can I camp on the other side of the road? Is that fine? And he's like, anywhere but the railroad tracks. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So then I just turn around. I'm like, I just start walking. They like drive off, and that's it. So they didn't say anything else. They just drive off. So they let me just walk away at 3 a.m. on the side of the road, which is like, to me, is like a dick move, but whatever. So at 3 a.m, maybe like 3:30 or whatever, I'm walking on the side of the road and it's like pitch black. I'm like, I can't do that. I can't. Well, I thought about waiting till morning because I figured it'd start getting bright around 7:38. I'm like, but I'm going to walk in the complete darkness for 4 hours.
And then walk all day?
And then walk all day. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I can't do this. So I walked for a little bit. I walked for about a half an hour. And then I saw lightning in the distance. I'm like, yeah, I got to find a place to camp before it starts raining. Mm-hmm. So luckily I did. I found like a little alcove. I just set up my tent real fast. And it was kind of like in a ditch. And I hurried up, set up the tent, went in there, and fell asleep, like, right away. It rained that night, and while it was raining, because I was in a ditch, the water, like,
rose.
Collected, like, into the tent. So I'm like, this sucks. So my, like, sleeping bag was, like, wet at the bottom, like, just covered in water. There's puddles in each corner of the tent. So I'm, like, trying to sleep, like, in the middle. Because I'm, like, I don't even want to deal with this right now. It's, like, 5 in the morning. It's dark out. It's raining still. So then, finally, it stops raining. And this, and I don't remember if I mentioned this, but I've had sleep paralysis before, right? And sleep paralysis is basically you think you're awake, but you're not really awake, and you're kind of dreaming. It's like lucid dreaming where
you think your
eyes kind of like open up, but like you're not fully awake, and you can't move, and you're kind of just stationary. And I've only ever had it one time, but on this walk, I had it twice, and this was one of the nights I had it.
Wait a minute.
I don't know why.
You only ever had it one time, but on this night you had it twice?
No, I only had it one time before the walk.
Understood.
Sorry. I'll clarify, Jack.
Jeez. You know you can't camp by the railroad tracks.
Yeah, I know. Because this is what happened. You get sleep paralysis. Yeah, it's horrible. So that night, while like the rain like dies down, it's like thundering and lightning like in the distance. But I like wake myself up and I have sleep paralysis and I'm kind of just laying on my back. And I have a dream of two guys outside my tent going, there he is. Let's kill him. Let's kill him. Like, they're saying that shit. No, I'm not lying.
I know you're
this
not.
This shit
That's
was
just
scary
insane.
As shit. I didn't
Let's
know.
Let's kill him.
I didn't know if it was real or not. So finally, when I shook myself out of the dream, like, I kind of was trying to, like, mumble and say something. Finally, I shook myself awake. So I, like, sat up. Water's everywhere. I'm like, shit, was that real? Is there somebody out there? So I'm like, fuck. So I, like, I grab my knife. I grab a flashlight. I'm like, I gotta see. So I open the tent. I'm like, hello? No answer or anything like that. So I like peek out. I'm like, hello? I'm like shining my flashlight in the woods. Nothing. I'm like, okay. It wasn't even woods. It was like kind of like a plain field and there's some like bushes next to me. So I'm like shining my light. Don't see anything. I'm like, all right. I think I just had sleep paralysis. So I'm like, Jesus. So I couldn't even like get right back to sleep. So finally, I think I was like off and on sleeping until like 7:30. And then by like 7:30, like right when the sun's coming up, I'm just like, I'm just going to start walking. I was tired as shit between the trains coming by every hour or whatever, the cops making me move, the storm and the water like seeping in, and then the sleep paralysis. I was like, this night is probably one of the, like probably the worst night I've had.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was just the worst night, I think, up until that point.
Unbelievable.
Of sleep, like of just on this walk.
Man. Yeah. Robert and his crazy sleep paralysis.
Yeah, it's a good one. Listen, hey, it was the inspiration to Paralyzed.
That's
our
right.
Audio drama, so whatever.
That. I knew that actually. Yeah, you told me. You didn't tell me the circumstance.
No.
But you told me you went through that.
No, actually, Paralyzed, not to sidetrack because we're about to end, but Paralyzed, which is one of the audio dramas we do, was actually based loosely around the first night I ever had sleep paralysis, which was here in my house.
Yeah.
But when I had it twice on the walk, I was like, Jesus, like, this sucks. Like, sleep paralysis is scary shit. Like, you think things are happening and they're not.
Right.
But and it's, like, worse than a nightmare because you think you're awake. But I don't know. Anyways, that was the worst night up until that point.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well, that was going to do it for episode 29. Tune in next week for episode 30.
Hey, the
Isn't
big
that
3-0.
Crazy? You're at 30.
I'm not 30.
No, yeah, you are. So okay. You guys are great. We love you. And.
Oh, wait.
And.
Hold on.
We thought of it at the same time.
Really?
Yeah, we have a functioning website now.
There you go,
you can check us out at 7lamb.com.
Yeah, number 7lamb.com. Go there. We got all of our stuff on there, all the podcasts. So
bingo.
You can check them out.
So not just this, all the
audio dramas.
Yeah, audio dramas too.
I know you were searching for that
word.
Yeah, you almost said fictional, I think.
No.
No?
No, I didn't.
You were just still trying to
shut up. No, I don't know what I was going to say. Audio dramas. Anyway, though, we love you. And I'm really holding to string this along until I get exactly to 25 minutes. Because when you do that...
This has been a Seven Lamb production.